Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Coach episode number 52, which actually means I was thinking about this earlier on this morning. It actually means that it's officially been a year. So a year birth happy birthday to us. So yeah, it's officially been a year that I have been doing the podcast for, and on one hand it feels like it's been much more than that, on the other hand it feels like it's been 5 minutes. So it's one of those mad ones which I'll look back and tell you the exact date that I published my very first one. Wait till we see, and the growth and the difference and the confidence and all these different things have been immeasurable since then, because I'm sure it'll tell me the date. Episode one was on the 1st of June 2023. 1st of June 2023. So we're just a wee bit before that. How did that happen? 1st of June. Oh wow! So we're coming up to our birthday. So we're not quite our birthday. We celebrated a wee bit too soon, but that's okay. All right. So I suppose by next week it'll be past our birthday, won't it? Let's see. What can we do for a birthday celebration? Get in touch if you can think of something to do for a birthday celebration. For our first birthday for a podcast. So today I'm going to talk about a lot of the stuff I've been talking about this week has been food related. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Actually, next Thursday it'll be the 30th. So actually, no, it'll still not be quite a birthday. I'm recording this a little day earlier because of the bank holiday this weekend. It's the 22nd of May, just now. So the bank holiday is this weekend, and therefore it means that my stuff in the school switched over. So it means that tomorrow, when I normally record my podcast on Thursday, I'm actually going to be in the school. So I thought I'll do it today, a wee day earlier. Doesn't do any harm. So, like I said, a lot of my content this week has been about diet and about the diet culture and about how it's actually failing a lot of people. Society is failing a lot of people when it comes to diet, and a lot of people are confused. A lot of people are confused, frustrated. They lack the correct knowledge. They are poorly educated, and I suppose it's something that is all these things that I tend to talk about on here. I truly believe like they should be taught in schools. Like you should have this knowledge and this wisdom and this kind of toolkit in your toolkit belt. These are things that can catapult your success in life, but equally, without them, they can really make your life quite difficult or quite hard, or certainly have a perception of kind of not finding a way out, if you like. I'll actually briefly, before I talk about the food stuff, I'll briefly talk about Monday. So it's Wednesday today, and on Monday I was having a really not good day. And I'm very lucky to say that I don't very often get days like that, but I was emotional about everything. I was very reactive. There was lots of different stressors in that day, but one of those days where there was like one thing on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. And don't get me wrong, there's probably like there was nothing specifically in that day that made the kind of the bubble over, if you like, but it's obviously stressors that I have been suppressing over a period of time that then just came to the surface with all these other little things that just kind of was the cherry on top, if you like. And what I recognized in that day was that it's okay. It's okay to feel like that. And actually in my group, I actually posted a video. I've done it yesterday, so I had like a 24-hour later video sort of thing. And I posted a video to show people that actually, no matter who you look up to, no matter who you are inspired by, no matter who you see on social media, everybody is human and everybody has days where things don't go to plan, and then maybe emotions get the better of them. They maybe have just one of those days where they just are feeling a bit shitty about stuff, and that's okay. And I thought it was really important to highlight the fact that is okay. Like it's we need to be human, and the more people that show that vulnerability and show that they're not pitch perfect, or their life isn't absolutely like incredible at all times, 24/7, and everything's not perfect, the less there'll be a stigma about it happening to people. I think probably a lot of people, when they're in times like that, they kind of think they're the only person it's happening to, and actually, in actual fact, that's not the case, and we all have days like that. And I thought it's really important to allow yourself to have these days, but just not stay there. Like, just don't stay there. Find a way, make a plan, do something. Don't suppress it. Don't allow it to kind of eat you up as well. So it's like finding that balance between getting yourself through it, but also allowing those emotions to be what they are. And if you don't, they'll just manifest in another way. So yeah, that is my wee chat about Monday. But I am in a totally different, 24 hours made a huge, huge difference. I just had that wee wobble of a day and feeling definitely more back to myself and from yesterday. But yeah, today I'm going to talk about the food stuff. So, like I said, a lot of my content has been about food related stuff. It's been about the diet culture, how it's failing people, how actually I've been using like the diet hack nobody tells you about. And one of them was self-awareness, like having the awareness about food, having the awareness about what actually serves you, having the awareness about your actual behaviors, like what are your behaviors surrounding food as a relationship. As much as people might think that sounds ridiculous, like it's one of the most emotional relationships you'll ever have. And certainly I have been on a massive, massive, massive journey with food. I have been at the point of binge eating and purging. I have been at the point of hiding food and like pocket munching, we call it sometimes in Glasgow, and like stashing food and eating. And obviously it's all the Moorish stuff, so it's all the stuff that's like gives you that quick dopamine hit but makes you feel really shitty on the other side of it. I have been to the point where I've restricted quite a lot. But equally I've restricted in a way that's so for instance, I've done a couple of photo shoots, and I would say I restricted in a way that wasn't actually healthy now that I look back at it, because I was restricting the things that actually were good for me. So for instance, I was taking the egg yolks out of eggs but still having a protein bar. And then I've been in another bit of a journey with regards to, I am vegetarian, so I have been vegetarian since I was 9, and ate a lot. When I first became a vegetarian, I didn't like vegetables and ate a lot of pizza and pasta, and actually I put on a lot of weight. Right at that time where kind of you're moving into high school and people are quite cruel, to be quite honest, and they'll find anything to kind of slag you about. So I got quite a lot of grief from my weight. Certainly impacted my self-esteem and my self-worth 100%. And so the journey with the vegetarianism has been, I then ate a lot of like corn-based stuff, and I've done that for years. And then got a lot better with what I was eating. So I was eating lots of fruit, lots of veg and stuff like that, but still a lot of corn-based stuff. Then I discovered that actually that's very ultra processed, when I was starting to learn about nutrition and stuff like that. And then I went and moved over to tofu. Now I have endometriosis, so it then turned out that tofu is actually not good for endometriosis because it's soya based. So now I'm very much on like a very natural plant-based, lentils, chickpeas, beans, all that sort of stuff, which does restrict me quite a lot. I still eat a lot of eggs. I'm not taking the yogurt anymore. But this has been a journey that has been ongoing, I would say, probably since I was 9, probably, in fact, probably even before that, to be quite honest. But certainly the kind of a health benefits journey, like the healthier habits and the healthier, really, really opening up the thought processes with regards to food, really looking at how it serves me and really looking at like what's good, actually nutritionally good for me, what's going to make my body work more efficiently, what's going to make my body work the way it should. And really seeing my body as a bit of a vessel rather than it being an expectation. Because, like anything, I've said this before in this podcast, if you are putting petrol in a diesel car or vice versa, it's not going to work efficiently, and you're going to be raging that you need to pay a garage to empty the tank and redo the engine or whatever. But we need to think of our bodies as quite similar. Like, you'll get out what you put in. So if you put in goodness to it, then you're more likely to have a better outcome on the other side. So some of the wee things I had wrote was the diet hack no one tells you about. It's not the magic pill. It's not the skinny coffee. It's not the metabolizing shake. It's not cutting your calories to 1200 or pounding the streets and 15-year-old trainers, because that is what I did and I'd done my knee in because of that. So yeah, it's recognizing the behaviors that we've been built up over decades. And for some of us, certainly it was for me, they're ingrained in our subconscious, our default behaviors, their emotional triggers, and their cycles that are hard but not impossible to break. But we need to understand that it takes time, and it's not, that is not a sexy thing to say. Like, but you need to think about, are you playing the long game and intending on like a forever transformation, or do you want to stay in that kind of yo-yo cycle for the rest of your days? You'll stay miserable, you'll still be frustrated, and you'll probably be self-loathing. So we want to zoom out, we want to look at the bigger picture. Who do you want to be in 1 year's time? Because right now is the time that you create them. And it's not overhauling your diet, because it's so far removed from your current identity that you're going to either revert back, or you'll just be in that cycle of restrict during the week, binge at the weekend, either excusing that behavior because you've been good all week, or not even having the awareness that you've got that dysfunctional behavior in the first place. So they're both going to break trust with yourself. Food is an emotional thing, and we need to understand that. Like, we'll eat our emotions when you're happy, if you're celebrating things, if you're I don't know, like weddings and funerals and parties. It's all like, oh, that's food, and it's like in abundance, and we just go tonto. And equally, if you're feeling a bit emotional, you're feeling a bit down, you're feeling a bit broken hearted, you're feeling whatever you're feeling, quite often we can go to food as a bit of a crux to comfort ourselves. But like many relationships, it can either help or it can hinder your health. And we need to gain the knowledge, we need to understand its purpose. It shouldn't be a punishment and a reward. And it was for me for a long, long time. I punished myself for restrictions, and then I followed by having a fat Friday and a Friday when I'd been quote unquote good all week. So that then fueled my already negative relationship with both myself and food, and it wasn't actually fueling my body. So my relationship with food has transformed tenfold, but there's still more work to do. I still have those wee moments where that dawn is in my head, like going, just eat it all, just do it. And the society, our culture doesn't make that any better, because it's ever all the stuff that is so easily accessible is all the stuff that's not necessarily going to benefit you. So equally, it's having that bit of discipline. It's having a little bit of discipline to be like, I like to get gain the knowledge, and then and have the awareness, and then also action it. Because you can have all the knowledge and hold all the awareness and not action it, and still be in the place that you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. I think it's important to point out as well, I had seen a comment on a group, some female group that's on Facebook, and it was like about a girl who was looking to lose weight. And if it's you, please, please, please do reach out. And she was talking about going to the gym and what should you do and all this sort of stuff. And I kind of commented underneath it. Like, excuse me, we underestimate and overestimate. So we underestimate how much food has to play in any form of transformation with regards to weight loss. Now, I am not a PT, and my vocation, my passion is very much about the brain and about health, very, very much, and about the mind and how the mind works. But food comes into that. And we but for this point of my chat is, we overestimate how much going to the gym affects our total daily expenditure. If you're looking to lose weight, then food is like 80% the deal. It's 80% food, probably more than that. Movement and going to the gym and all that are great. I am a massive advocate for that, for the happy hormones that you get that gets released as you're doing it, for the social aspects, if you're lifting weights in the gym, for the actual leanness of your body, 100%. But going to the gym is not, and then still eating what you have been eating to get you in the position that you're in is not going to cut it. And I know that's sometimes quite harsh to hear, but it's the truth. And anybody that tells you otherwise is telling lies. There's so much out there, and it's so conflicting and it's so confusing. There's this is really good, this is really good, this is really good, this is terrible, this is terrible, this is what's going to give you da 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 da. And I'll tell you this for nothing. If it sounds like it's too good to be true, it's probably because it is. It's harder to hashtag it, inverted commas, sell something that's going to take time when society and humans as we are want everything to happen last week. But I promise you, the longevity is in the taking your time and looking at the bigger picture. Now, as I said, my expertise is absolutely not on personal training or nutrition, but I do have a lot of knowledge in both. I do have a lot of knowledge in my own journey. I do have a lot of knowledge in the stuff that I have to learn, and recognizing that it is all from the brain. It is all from your relationship, your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors. It all comes back to there. So in order to change that action, change that thought, change that behavior, you have to do the work on yourself. You have to do the work on your mindset. You have to do the work on where does this behavior come from? Why am I doing X, Y, or Z when I know it doesn't serve me? Or do I even know it doesn't serve me? Like, how, like, am I recognizing that? What are my default behaviors? Where is it I'm going to? Is it because I'm comfort eating? Is it because I'm, I don't know, is it because it's like a celebrate, every time is a celebration or a social occasion, I'm just going tonto? Am I restricting myself during the week that then I'm allowing myself like a laxed approach at the weekend, but that laxed approach you don't actually appreciate is ridiculous, and you don't realize how much you're consuming. What is it? Like, you really need to kind of sit back and zoom out and look at where are these behaviors coming from? What is it I'm doing? Are there triggers? Are there certain just ingrained behaviors that are just so ingrained in our subconscious that we don't even recognize we're doing it? I've said before, like, I've got some people who are really, really close to me, and I watch their behaviors and they have no recollection of what they're doing because it is so just subconscious picking and snacking that they don't even recognize that impact that it's having on them. So I suppose this wee podcast is just to bring that awareness to that, like bring a wee bit of awareness to your relationship with food. And even if it is not from a weight loss perspective, like I am not in a place right now where I'm looking to lose weight, but I am super, super, super hyper aware of the actual fuel that I'm putting into my body, like the actual how is it serving me? Because I know that if I have decent food in my body, if I have decent sleep, I'm drinking plenty of water, that my energy levels are going to be higher, my mindset's going to be in a better place, my focus is going to be better, my productivity, and the list is literally endless. It's literally the simplest things that are going to give you the biggest return. So I hope that wee podcast served you well. It's a bit longer than my normal, but I think it's important to recognize that, like, especially as females, we are so confused. We are so confused. And it is just like zooming back out, looking at the bigger picture, recognizing your behaviors, recognizing your triggers, and starting to put some things in place that can change that. Who is it you want to be? Think about that. Who do you want to be, and what does that person act like? What would their behaviors be in order to be that person? And start to maybe put in blockages in subconscious behaviors that you're recognizing that you're doing. Putting something else in place there to like make you think before you act. But yeah, if there's anything that you need help with, again, like I said, I have my free empowerment group as well. And I'll be launching courses, I'll be launching seminars, I'll be launching retreats really, really soon. So yeah, I hope that served you well. Have a marvelous day, and I'll speak to you next week.